For readers of the Mirror, tell us about some of the stories that the interesting stories that they're going to be exposed to.
Yeah, so initially we didn't have like a set theme in mind for this publication. We were kind of going back and forth whether to advertise the submission, the call for submissions as a set theme or not. But once we kind of got all the submissions, we recognized like an overarching theme kind of in each of the six articles that we accepted. So that overarching theme is kind of a questioning and analysis, like kind of a critical analysis of Western ideology and practices. And we can see that in, for example, Sophia Stoll's article of talks about indigenous practices and climate change, kind of questioning Western capitalism and culture that has contributed to climate change. Then we also have a medicalization of motherhood. So a lot of like Western science and how that's contributed to kind of going away from, you know, home births. She uses that as an example, and having more motherhood and, you know, breastfeeding and birth being located in the hospital, largely mediated by doctors and nurses and stuff like that, rather than just the mother. Another one that we have is kind of a movie review. It's about Snowpiercer by Samantha Goh. And she kind of talks about how Snowpiercer does like a critical analysis of Western culture as well and capitalism, and talks about Karl Marx's critique on capitalism and stuff like that. So again, we didn't start initially with a theme, but we kind of identified one from, you know, all of the articles that we thought were present in all of the articles. So we ultimately decided to run with that theme. And so that's pretty present in our introduction. We kind of introduce all the articles. We talk about how our overarching theme is a critical analysis of Western practices.
The cover of the journal is particularly appealing. Tell us about the cover and tell us about the artist a little bit.
So the cover is this beautiful sketch of Mirror Lake that's on UConn's campus, and it's very well done and almost minimalistic, which is a great contrast to a sociological analysis of life, which can be really complex. And we had actually commissioned a UConn student because we specifically wanted UConn students' involvement on every part of this journal. So the artist is, I believe he's a sophomore at UConn. His name is Tommaso Scotti, and he also has a really great podcast that he does on UConn's campus about first year experiences. So he was just really wonderful to work with and really receptive. And I think that he did such a great job on the artwork. So and beautiful. I think he actually did our logo too. So definitely someone that I would want to work with again for future publications. So Tommaso, thank you so much for your great work.
And as undergraduate students, what was it like to work on an academic journal like this?
I think this was an incredibly educational and like growing experience for myself. Yes, academically, but also just as like a writer too. So like you kind of get a different perspective at writing and when you're editing. So you're kind of looking for different things than when you're actually composing a paper versus you're also pulling out of like the authors certain things that you want from them. So that's a whole nother skill in and of itself, which I think is really cool. And then learning to work with like your other editors, learning to work with professors and getting their feedback, learning how to go through the process and navigating it with them. I think that was a really, really ultimately like an amazing experience overall. Like I've absolutely loved my experience with this journal.
I would definitely say that it was a learning curve because we basically did everything from the bottom up with very little experience or knowledge about how to do something like this. But despite the learning curve, I will say I agree that it was a really rewarding and fun experience. I felt very self-sufficient during it. And honestly, it's something that brought us really close together when it comes to interpersonal dynamics. Aside from the academic value, I think there was a lot of personal and friendship value that came for us through all of it. And I think we like basically like all struggled together a lot through it. And I think that being able to spend that time together, albeit it was kind of difficult, was probably one of my favorite parts.